Welcome, everybody. Lovely to see you. So we turn our attention to effortless being. Which is our true self. Allow things to be as they are. Whatever is appearing to you. When you turn your attention to his presence, it bubbles to the surface. The mind relaxes. Effortlessly. In presence. Because what the mind loves above all is the peace of presence, the peace of being. That's what we are looking for in all our experiences. We are looking for that peace. The non-dual understanding. The understanding that I have never been anything else but this borderless, effortless presence. That I have never been somebody on the screen of consciousness. That everything that appears to me appears to me as consciousness, as awareness, and not as some personal, limited, and separate entity. at the depth of our being, we know that. And every night in deep sleep, we seek a little taste of that, that nirvikalpa, that state which is not limited or defined by any form. Forms appear to you as mind stuff. Conceptual in nature, but in essence, formless. You are this formless essence. The essence of all worlds, the essence of all minds. There is no personal entity that needs to do anything. No separate self anywhere. That needs to attain any particular state. When the light shines, there is clarity in the mind. The light of understanding. The understanding that there is one reality. What a wonder. That there is. Whatever is, what a wonder that there is awareness. The wonder of being. Being is free from any limitation. It's free from the past, which is mind stuff, thoughts and memories. Before you imagine yourself to be a person, a mother, a father, son or daughter, You are. You meaning awareness is before any structure, before any mind, you are. The one and only. Whatever appears to you is your very self manifesting as mind, as world, as body, as concept. Which is quite a wonder, the wonder of conceptualization. The nama rupas, the names and forms. Which in no way whatsoever affect you. You as reality. The reality of being. The reality of awareness. Sometimes we speak of enlightenment. It may appear in the mind as something out there, and it may appear in the mind that there is somebody in here. And it may appear that there is a path for that someone who is here to get to that. All of this appears on the screen of consciousness. Which does not know here apart from there or there apart from here. Because the screen is uninterrupted. Like waves on the surface of the ocean do not interrupt the ocean. Mind stuff does not interrupt your reality. Does not divide you. It is more correct to speak of enlightenment as peace. causeless peace, the freedom, the joy. The love. Which is not the result of something that somebody does. It's not a special gift for the high achievers. It is our true self. Which we are and have always been and will always be. Formless, transparent, borderless being, presence. Rather than doing, when we remain as we are, trusting being, not a doing, but the simplicity and the depth of being. Where we truly meet, so to speak, as the same being. So invite every sensation, new body, every thought that appears to you, to their complete freedom. Because there is only one freedom. Which is your freedom. Not your freedom as somebody, but your freedom as your very nature, your very essence. Your freedom as freedom itself. The freedom of the freedom itself. Notice that there is no separation. Directly in your experience. When you do not refer to past knowledge, when you do not refer to the past or the future, when you do not refer to mind as your guide, when you refer directly to your experience this moment, there is no separation. There is no separate you and separate other. Nothing which appears to you. Is an obstacle to whom would there be an obstacle when you are simply being without striving, without holding on to a personal agenda. Allow yourself to be not knowing. Fresh. Not referring to yourself as anything whatsoever, anyone whatsoever. What is already, it is. And you are this isness. Not immortal body-mind structure. Not a bundle of memories and thoughts and sensations. They are just appearances on the screen. They do not have any consequence upon your very being. Remain not knowing. Without holding on to any image, of yourself or anyone. Allow things to be as they are. All is well. In God's kingdom. You are that. The wholeness, the totality, the globality, the one and only reality.